Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Children in foster care face many challenges, from changing homes to a lack of quality education and disrupted relationships, all of which make transitioning to an independent adult difficult. According to state officials, 93% of foster youth in California say they want to go to college, but less than 4% earn a bachelor's degree by the time they turn 26. Here in Sacramento, a new nonprofit is helping those students achieve their college dreams, providing them with housing, mentorship, life skills, and a sense of community. It's called Academy Stay, and they celebrated its grand opening before the end of last year. Jenny Davidson is the founder and CEO and joins us to talk about how and why this organization got started. And just a note, Academy Stay is a financial supporter of CAP Radio. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start from the beginning. How did you get involved with helping foster youth?
Well, it sort of started about 20 years ago. I worked at CPS as the domestic violence specialist. And while I was working there, my youngest son died from a genetic condition. And so continuing there was really, really hard, right? So I left, but I continued to think about that population, and I kind of made my personal mission to make the world a better place for children who get to stay. And so for about 18 years, I was doing that. And then when he would have been turning 18, I was still kind of drawn back to those foster youth. He would have been turning 18. And then I thought, what can I do for this population, these 18 to 24-year-olds? Mm.
What led you down a path that ended you on a pretty specific intention that you want to help or create a nonprofit to help youth that are aging out of the foster care system and they want to go to college?
Right. So I was actually talking with just a lot of friends, and I'm always one to get an input from a lot of different people and stakeholders, and just talking about like how important, you know, looking at the statistic around only, you know, less than 4% finishing college. I really started doing a deep dive into what were the reasons, and, you know, lack of housing is the main thing. And then financial insecurity and feeling like they don't belong in any particular community. So I was talking with this one really good friend, and I was just like, it seems like this is such an easy problem to like really have a major measurable impact on. But the cost is so extreme that like who's going to do that? And like raising capital funds are always really hard. And so, you know, I've said, let's do it, but it's going to take us a few years to raise the money. And he actually just very, very generously said, no, we're going to do it. We're going to go shopping. We're going to start shopping this weekend for apartment complexes. And he put up all the upfront money, bought the complex. He's renovating the complex. Right now, we have our first 16 units are complete, and we're starting to move kids in. We had our grand opening and just doing fabulous things.
That's amazing. I go back to that statistic that came from state lawmakers in a bill that they were writing, that 93% of foster youth, they say they want to go to college. Mm-hmm. That is a goal of theirs. But I mean, just a fraction, a slim fraction, 2-4% have a graduation rate by the time they're 26 years old. You now have some of them living at Academy Stay. What did you learn about why that's the case? What are the barriers and the challenges to making college or just higher education, even a trade school, reality?
Yeah, so it's really a lot of it comes down to cost. And like if they're trying to support themselves, live in an apartment, they have to have like this triple the income of the cost of the apartment. They have to have a co-signer. They have to have rental history. They don't have any of that. And so just looking at like it's such a it's a gigantic thing to overcome, but also like if you can just overcome that housing insecurity, make sure that they have the food that they need and, you know, all the utilities and Wi-Fi and all of that kind of stuff, then giving them that ability to like really lean into their dreams that they had when they were a little bit younger, maybe, and then they started aging out of foster care and realized how hard the world really was for them. And just being able to meet that need and help them, you know, they're all starting classes this week. And it's just such an exciting time around the complex as they're talking to each other about what kind of things they're studying and excited to learn.
When it comes to college and foster youth, I mean, I guess not even college. When I was doing some interviews with people who had aged out of foster youth over the years as my time as a reporter, yeah, I learned so much talking to them. I mean, housing is crucial, and that is great, providing a roof and utilities over their head. But there isn't a roadmap necessarily to financial literacy, opening up a bank account, knowing how to pay bills, time management, especially if you have moved from house to house and you've had disruptions to education, to relationships. It's hard to become independent, and yet they're just thrust into it. Academy Stay offers other resources in addition to housing to help with that, right?
Absolutely. So I'm excited to talk about that. We have life skills classes. And the first one we started was with Safe Credit Union, and they come in and they teach like financial literacy. How do you open an account the first time? And, you know, all the different things that they need to know in order to like budget and be careful with their money. And so we have classes like that, but we also have other life skills. Like we have a gigantic garden. And so like how do you recognize what all the vegetables are? How do you harvest them? How do you cook them? So we're going to have cooking classes so they know like how do you make zucchini? We have a lot of zucchini in the summer. And so just all the different life skills, because we kind of take for granted how much we've learned from kind of maybe if you've grown up in the same household and people knew like what your challenges were, what you still needed to learn. But if you consider foster youth who has maybe had multiple placements, there might not be anybody who's checked in on like, do you know how to do laundry? So far, we have noticed that some very simple life skills like laundry, home maintenance, how to clean, how to like make a chart and remember that you need to take out your trash when it's full. Even some of those basic things are brand new to the students that we were serving. And it's exciting to see them like learning those life skills and feeling like a little bit more independent. One of our students went to the food bank and he got some food and he got some fish and came back, put all of his groceries away. The next day he came to our case manager and said, I'm starving. I need more food. And she said, you know, we just went yesterday. You have all this food. And he goes, but I don't know how to cook any of it, right? So we had an air fryer in our student center and we showed him how to make fish in the air fryer and all that stuff, how to clean it when you're done. And then the next day he came into my office. And he's like, excuse me, can I talk to you for just a minute? Do you have time? And I said, oh, of course, sure. He came in. He wanted to show me the picture of the fish that he made, which like just warmed my heart so much. And it's on our Facebook, of course, and our Instagram. But just these little life skills, when they learn them, they're so excited. You know, they're not taking a minute of it for granted. They're excited to be surrounded by people who care about what's happened in their past and what can happen in their future. They're brilliant, they're resilient, they're resourceful. And I feel like it's this generation of our next entrepreneurs we're going to need and our next creators and makers. And they're going to be able to just go out into the world. They get this degree or, you know, the trade school or whatever, and they're really going to be game changers.
Yeah. So many people can relate to taking a photo of something that you made. I mean, you just go on social media at any minute and you'll see people showing what they made for dinner. I have done that because you're proud of yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Because it looks great, it tastes good, and you want to share it. You don't want to just keep it to yourself. You still have slots open. I mean, you're still renovating rooms. So how many students in total can you house? And what are the requirements to being part of Academy Stay?
Such a good question. So yeah, we have actually a lot of openings right now. I want to say we could probably bring in 20 students like tomorrow. Wow. If they applied and you know, and their background check came out clear, because we do have to be careful about a few things. But really, they just have to be, they have to have been in foster care after the age of 16 at any point. And then they have to be between the ages of 18 and 24. And they have to want to pursue college or trade school. And so, and we have those kind of in-depth conversations about like, do you really want this? You know, because a lot of times it's like, I just need a place to live. But no, these students are motivated. They want to change their lives. They want to see a different direction for themselves and their future families and to just be able to blossom.
Is something like this Academy Stay, the model that you have, is it unique to our area?
As far as I know, it is. There are other fantastic like transitional housing programs for even some that focus on foster youth, age out foster youth. But I think ours is the only one that specifically focuses on education and has education as a requirement. A lot of housing programs just require a job. And sometimes those jobs, you know, that might get them the coffee money they need and whatever over the next time period that they're in that home. But it's probably not going to be something that will sustain them in a, independent living situation in the future. So that's really our goal, is to get them in it, you know, whether it's trade school or college, or even some don't have their even high school diploma yet. So whatever we can do that's going to help them be more employable so that they can live into their own dreams, not like what I think people should do or be or whatever. But, you know, we have kids who, like, they're so excited to be studying business, and, you know, this other one so excited to be studying music, and just one is in trade school and wants to be drive an excavator, right? So, like, very diverse kids. But what they all really have in common is they just need this little gentle pause in their life where they're learning some life skills. They're, you know, somebody's calling them out if they haven't done their laundry in a month. And they're getting this education so that they can live independently.
Jenny, thank you so much for stopping by and for creating this nonprofit.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Jenny Davidson is the founder and CEO of Academy Stay. It is a new nonprofit in Sacramento that's providing housing, life training, and mentorship, and a sense of community, really, to teens aging out of the foster care system who want to go to college. And again, Academy Stay is a financial supporter of CAP Radio. That is it for Insight today. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.